It's Brian and Trisha. There's some new research that claims that the brain's ideal temperature is 77 degrees. Okay.
Okay, but the average human being's in the 98 degree range.
So, well, they're talking about temperature, outside temperature.
Are we boiling our brains just walking around?
So they say if there are prolonged periods and hotter temperatures, your brain may push for sleep or rest. But here's the kicker, okay? The neurobiologists from Northwestern University have studied the brains of fruit flies to determine this.
How? What?
They say that the brain has its own thermometer and that it prefers 77 degrees. Temperatures above that for prolonged periods of time may cause the brain to trigger a desire for sleep or rest. But again, this is in fruit flies. So why are we comparing this? I don't understand. Are we similar to fruit flies?
I'm just, again, somebody got money from a government and got paid to study something that we don't even need to know.
Well, the researchers believe
we need to quit doing this show and get government research money.
Maybe we could do the show and get government research money.
Maybe.
But the researchers say that fruit flies' brain cells operate similarly to human brains. Why do we know that? Why?
How do they know that?
I know. How tiny? The fruit flies are really, really tiny. So how are their brains? How do they even research the brains? Do they talk to them and say?
Okay, fruit flies don't talk. So already human brains and fruit fly brains are not the same.
Good point. I have more questions than answers with this.
I believe I have many more questions as well.
But I do feel like I could take a nap right now.
Yeah. Now that you're talking about it, I'm
getting
sleepy.
What's the temperature in here? It's 72 in here. If it gets up to 77, I'm definitely going down for a nap.
Yep.